everybody, and welcome to episode 81 of the Savvy Girls Podcast. This is Savvy Girl Melanie, and I am podcasting to you from Prague, the Czech Republic. And yes, I have the plague again. Savvy Girl Deborah is not on this episode because I don't want her to get the plague, so it's better she stays away from me and the podcast and all of you until the plague is gone. So sit back, spear a few Kleenexes with your knitting sticks, knit a chicken soup or a vegetable soup cozy for when you lie in bed and eat soup, and enjoy the show.
And I say, wait, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right.
Hi, everyone. It is morning once again, and as I left you last night, I wasn't sure whether or not I was plague-ridden. Not to talk about the plague, because isn't that why you listen to podcasts? But we're in the old world, and the old world is, well, at times plague-ridden, unfortunately, or rather, I am plague-ridden whenever I visit the old world, which, by the way, I love. Oh dear. I think my voice is okay for today. I guess we'll see. I'm singing okay. I'm talking okay. I'm certainly coughing okay. But I'm trying to control it. I will get cough drops. I will it away if at all I can. Anyway, so the plan for the day. I am meeting Esther, who is a Canadian contact, and she's helping with the concert. So I'm meeting Esther for lunch. And then I am meeting up with Alice and Petra and Honza, James, and we are driving to České Budovice, and we are putting on the third American Spring Concert. This one will be held in a school. It's going to be in one of the classrooms, and I believe mostly students and staff will be invited. So it should be very interesting. It's very different from some of the other concerts. It's also very different from the big Spanish Hall gala tomorrow. But every concert I do here is wonderful in a different way. It really is. And I'm really excited, plague aside, to see what the day will bring. And with that, I am going to get dressed and cough a little bit and then head out. I'm here with Esther, who's one of my best friends here in the Czech Republic. She's so nice. And she has a couple stories that I would like her to tell. Go ahead, Esther.
So the story about the wine truck.
At home, we used to have milk delivery. And in a lot of towns, you still do.
Vezeme vám mléko. Vezeme vám mléko. It means we're bringing you milk.
Oh.
Well, the milk van comes every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking around the place where the milk van comes. And there was a van, but it was Thursday. So I was thinking maybe they started bringing milk twice a week. But then I realized it was wine van. And they had a huge van full of wine bottles and everything. But at the back, they had a big wooden panel. And there were small taps leading from the wood. People would come with plastic bottles. And on each tap, it said what kind of wine it was. So they had Veltlínské and Rulanské and everything. So you could choose which one you wanted, and then they would...
And did you bring some back to the office?
No, I didn't, because I didn't have a bottle.
What's your other story? It's a good story.
That's an old story. It's from the end of the Second World War. And it was in a very small town, which was then a village, and now it's town again, because there was only 1,000 people living there. My great-grandfather lived there, and he was the headmaster of a school there, which was closed for the war. And the school, the building was used for German people who lived in that area or who moved there. It was families of Germans.
So women and children?
Women and children. And they had a camp in the school, so they were living there. And at the end of the war, when the village got news that the war was coming to an end, all the men wanted to go and take revenge on the women. So they wanted to lynch them. And
what was your great-grandfather doing at the time when the war ended?
He was in the yard, and because they kept some rabbits for meat, and he was trying to kill one of the rabbits, and he actually managed to kill it before the men from the village came, telling him what's happening, that all the men from the village are going to the school where the Germans were. And he said, I can't let this happen, because he felt he was responsible for them, as it was his school. And so he called the police from the nearest town and asked them to come there and protect the women. And then he went to the main square and tried to call all the people from the village, and started singing a national anthem and had a speech about the end of the war and about the freedom that's coming.
So he stalled them.
So everybody was at the main square singing. Except for one person, which was my great aunt, who was a small girl at that time, and who was helping my great grandfather killing the rabbit. When he was leaving, he handed over the dead rabbits to her and asked her to take care of it until he comes. And so she did. And she was standing in the yard for several hours waiting for him to come.
With the dead rabbit?
With the dead rabbits. So the end of the Second World War for her means holding a dead rabbit in her arms.
Oh, dear. Elitse and I have been left alone in a room full of, I don't even know, chocolate, and med, which means honey, and donut, and just, what are all these things when you're finished eating?
So this is the cake with honey. It's called medovník.
So med is honey, and
med is honey, yeah. This is kobliha, and inside kobliha is a jam.
Oh, I want one of those.
Strawberry or whatever.
And there's Danish.
And this is cake with cheese and with, I don't know exactly, what is it? Cranberries or something like that.
And we have a chocolate Danish.
And this is something like croissant with chocolate inside also.
So we're here in České Budovice to perform a concert, and instead we're filling our stomachs with delicious food. And then we will sing a concert. I love chocolate. České Budovice, and I'm here with Petra and Elitse and some other guy. What's your name?
Jack? Stop bothering me.
Something. I'm with Honza or James. You've heard already a lot from him.
Too much, one might say.
One might say. And we just finished the concert and it went really well.
It was amazing.
Hooray! According to one person at the concert, it was hilarious. I think they meant amazing. I'll take that. And we got two encores and a lot of flowers. And we are going to explore the city, as in go eat.
And everybody was extremely impressed with the concert. Yay. Non-stop compliments.
Oh, everyone is so nice. That's why it's such a great place, because everyone, except if they yell on the subway about knitting, everyone is so nice. Except for one old lady, everyone in this country is delightful. Are there any highlights of this city?
We're heading to the main square, so that's,
I guess we'll see,
probably interesting in some way.
So there's beer. And everybody's sort of walking. It's evening and everyone's walking around, which is...
It's, what is it, Monday today?
Monday?
Monday evening. It's nice and quiet, peaceful, pleasant.
So the beer is called Budjovetsky Budvar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
you'll know Budvar beer in America. I'm sure like they sell.
Oh, Budweiser.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the label that's been trying to steal our name of our
national.
Most famous beer.
Oh.
For
well,
years.
Lucky I'm Canadian. Oh. Don't eat me.
For all the American listeners, boo-hoo on you.
Yes.
And keep listening.
Masné Krami. Is that how you say it?
Masné Krami.
Yes, the history is very interesting. This is from 1336.
1336?
Yeah.
Yes, it was the town slaughterhouse, and now it is a restaurant. It's a medieval restaurant, or a medieval slaughterhouse turned restaurant. And what is odd, but in a good way, is that this is the first Czech restaurant I've been to with a vegetarian menu. Even though it used to be a slaughterhouse, they have vegetarian food. That's fantastic. Are you excited to be here?
Oh, yes, of course. I love this city.
I love this city also.
Let's
see. What are some of the highlights of the menu? Well, of course, the fried cheese. Definitely český smažák.
Český smažák.
What else is a highlight of the menu?
They have the sweet thing. Where is it? Dukátové buchtičky, mini sponge cakes with hot custard. We used to have this at school.
Ooh, that sounds
amazing.
Love
it.
I love it.
School meal.
But the best one. Not the ugly one.
You can also order a young spit roasted pig, but you need to order it 7 days in advance. So there is, I know, no spit roasted pig. Ow, my insides hurt. Come on. I think I'm getting sick. I've tried to deny it. I've tried to pretend I'm not getting sick. I'm getting sick. Again in freaking Prague, which I love. The concert tonight went really well. Actually, considering how I woke up this morning worried I would cough my way through it all, it went phenomenally. I lost a few of the lower notes, but there were some glorious high notes, and that made up for it. And some of the singing was top-notch, which makes me very, very pleased. I'm just worried about tomorrow. My nose is starting to stuff up, which means trouble. It means that probably my cough or whatever isn't just going to stop. Travel tip of the day. If you're not feeling well, don't be afraid to take some time off. Unless you're singing in Prague and you can't take time off because it's awesome and that's why you're there and you need to earn your beautiful bouquet of flowers. I'll put you in water in a minute. Anyway, concert went wonderfully. We went out to a really cool restaurant after. It was smoky. They're all smoky, which is probably contributing to this. But this isn't just allergies to smoke or blossoms or something. I'm sick. I don't have a fever. Not like last year. And I don't ache all over like last year. And I haven't lost my voice like last year. But I'm worried. I don't want to go to Dubrovnik sick. I can't go to London and stay with my relatives. And definitely can't stay with Green Triangle Girl if I'm sick. It's just not fair to her. So I need to get over this. Okay. I'm going to go take a shower, get into bed, hide from the world for a few hours, and then feel better. Maybe. Cross your fingers. it's a rainy night here in Prague. Ow! And, as you can hear, things aren't necessarily getting any better. Oh, dear. Oh, and I've got a huge bruise. Seriously? I've got a huge bruise on my arm because I was standing in the door of the streetcar waving to my friends the other day, and the door closed on me because I'm an idiot. Anyway, I made it through the concert. I don't know how I made it through the concert. I didn't cough. Most of the notes came out. A lot of it could have been sung better, but none of it could have been sung any better today. So considering how I'm feeling, and more importantly, how my voice is feeling, it was the best it could have been. And I'm pretty proud that I got through it. Oh dear, so a quick recap of the day. Let's see, I slept in, tried to be nice to myself, nice to my voice, a little bit. Got up, met Mrs. Rybacek, one of the concert organizers, and she took me to her hairdresser to get an updo. And you know what? It was really fun having an updo for the concert. It made it even more special. And it gave me a little bit of confidence that even if my voice didn't come out, at least I'd look pretty. The hairdresser didn't know any English at all. And in the end, the updo, it was interesting. I think I looked a little bit harsh. I think it was pulled back a little much. And I think I looked a little bit like a woman of the night. Just a little bit. But it was fun and it was cute. And well, you'll see the pictures. Savvy mom, you can judge what kind of daughter you have for yourself. But it was really fun. Then I went to the castle and, I'm an idiot. Mrs. Rybacek had told me to take the 22 bus from the hairdresser straight up to the castle. So I took it and I rode it for a while. And then I noticed that the castle was far on the hill above us. So I asked somebody, where is the stop for the castle? Because I sort of thought that there weren't any streetcars that went up the mountain. I wasn't sure, but I sort of thought that. And, well, he said, oh no, you have to get off here at this stop. So I did. I walked up probably about 200 stairs to get to the castle. And of course, the streetcar did go all the way up. If I had just kept my mouth shut and stayed on the streetcar, I could have ridden up there in peace. Because when you can't breathe, hurrying up 200 stairs is a bit of a challenge. Well, the sound check slash dress rehearsal went okay. Then people arrived for the concert. The president of the Czech police was there, as well as a ton of other dignitaries. And the concert, as I said, went okay. I had lost my high notes this morning, and right before the concert, I got them back. This morning I could sing my low notes, and switch, I could sing my high notes, and I lost my low notes, which was unfortunate because a lot of the songs were low. And a lot of them I sing in a quasi-belting style that isn't classical per se, but it is a supported sound. It sounds like it isn't, but it is. But when you're sick, it just sounds like it just sounds like a mess. I'll play a bit of the best and a bit of the worst, and you can hear it. And afterwards, there was a lovely reception, and there was a secret reception. It was an offshoot of the regular reception, and it was with the police president as well as a bunch of other dignitaries, including a famous Czech actor and a bunch of other people with medals and uniforms and such. There will be pictures. Then I was heading out to join the regular reception, and the ambassador mentioned that she was going home, which is where I'm staying, just a different part of the castle, and she offered me a ride, and it was, oh, sweeter words couldn't have been uttered. Really. Oh dear. It was delightful. There was even an umbrella. It's raining, as you heard earlier. So I got a ride back, and I am going to clean myself up, take my hair down, and head to bed, because tomorrow is Jablonec, button day. And I'm taking the bus there, and I need to get up early, and I need to be less plague-ridden than today. I am here at the bus station waiting for the bus to Jablonec. And this is the first time I've talked today, and I see that my voice is not doing so well, so I'm not going to talk very much. Essentially, I love you, Deborah. I'm going to pick you buttons, even though I'd much rather stay in bed all day, and I probably should. I know how much you love buttons, so here we go. I hope there are cute buttons.
I don't feel well. Okay, bye.
I'll feel better when I'm shopping for buttons, though.
Pochovávat budu, pochovávat budu. Pochovávat budu. Jednej mamce syna, co ho otrávila, jeho roztomila.
I just finished at the button place and, oh dear, I just bought a lot of buttons. I sure hope we get that booth at Rhinebeck, because otherwise we will have to become button sellers. Yeah. I think the people at the button factory, who, by the way, spoke no English, called a taxi for me, and I'm feeling kind of like crap, so I really hope they did, because I want to go back to the castle and go to bed, and I feel like crap. I'm supposed to meet the ambassador, but I don't know if I can. Oh, buttons, why? Why are you so many and so heavy?
Nešťastná galánko, jak na pohreb půjdeš? Nešťastná galánko, kerak plakat budeš, kerak plakat budeš.
I'm in your bonnet, and it's hailing. So cool! I love hail! If I were at home, I'd worry about tornado weather. But who knows up here? Who knows? Okay, I'm gonna wait inside. This is haily and freezing. I don't want my buttons to get hailed on. I don't feel well. I'm considering going home. And I'm not someone who considers that often. I seriously have no voice. And my throat hurts. And I don't feel well. And I think I should go home. I don't want to. I'd be leaving a whole bunch of people in the lurch. People I want to hang out with and stuff. But I don't feel well. And I traveled sick last year and it was just no good. So I think probably when Savvy Mom first suggested it, I thought, oh, no way. But actually, I think it's a good idea. Which means I must not be feeling well. Okay. That involves some sorting out. I have to check off my travel insurance, see what they do. Which means I need internet. Oh, dear. All I really want's a nap. It's a beautiful day out here, and all I want to do is lie in the dark and be sick in my bed with my gerbils and no knitting.
Na vsetíně, tam je lůka, sečejů syneček. Bez klobůka, sečejů syneček. Bez klobůka.
As you can see, I'm still sick. And not to talk about being sick, because I feel like that's all I've done today, and I don't want to be one of those sick people who just talk about being sick. But if I'm sitting or dinner tonight, most of the time I felt fine. But then I just walked from the tram through the garden into the castle grounds, and I can't breathe, and I'm trying not to cough, and yeah, I'm sick. So I woke up really early today. I woke up at about 6:30, which left me just enough time to watch some Downton Abbey. I had started an episode last night, but I was just too tired. I finished the episode, got dressed, hurried out into the dreary-looking day, and caught a tram, which led to a subway, which led to a bus, which led to the button store. I went to Jablonec, which is, it's a bit of an alpine town. When you're heading to the mountains, it's the beginning of the mountain region. I believe it's north. And it's an hour away on the bus. It costs 100 crowns to take the bus. And there are several bead stores there. And that is where Czech glass buttons are made. And they're made from the old molds from the 1920s, and I know Deborah wanted some, and just in case we are vendors at Rhinebeck, I thought it would be good to get a few more and some for Savvy Swag, and now I'm wishing I had bought even more, although at the time I felt like I was going crazy. Anyway, arrived in the city, there was Wi-Fi on the bus, it was glorious. Walked around, I had a map, I tried to find where this factory was on the map, and I couldn't. And then I found a hotel, and there happened to be a cabbie sitting at the bar, and he drove me to the factory. In a sort of an apartment. Just a two-room apartment, three women working there. There was a kiln, and one woman in charge, and two working on the buttons themselves. And first let me say that in cities where foreign tourists are not prevalent, because there are definitely tourists in Jablonec, but I believe they're more Czech tourists, which means that prices aren't jacked up. I think it costs something like 20 crowns a kilometer in a cab. So $1 a kilometer, approximately. Fantastic. Cost me $1.50 with an excellent tip to get to the factory. And the cab driver gave me a phone number. I called it. His friend came to pick me up after. And again, it was $1, $1.25 to get to the bus station. I didn't bring my camera, so I guess I should quickly talk a bit about the factory. The women spoke no English at all. At all. It was a unique challenge here because really they knew no English. And the words I know in Czech, moon, train, gold. Well, gold came up. Gold did come up because a lot of the buttons were gold. But many of my Czech words. Oh, I learned the word for breast tonight. I think it's prse. That's boobs. Just in case you need to know it. Prse. Prse. One of them. One of them is boobs. Try them both. When I got there, the woman wrote down the price list, which was very reasonable. She got out a bunch of drawers where I guess they keep their extra buttons. These aren't seconds or anything, but they are some of their extra buttons. Some of them were in sets of two, some of them were in sets of six or eight, but they were all jumbled together. So I got to play puzzle with buttons and I matched up the matchy buttons. And after a while, the woman understood what I was getting at and she started to help me match up the buttons too. The other two women, one was painting black ink on a sort of, what is that called when it's someone's face, but it's the shadow and it's Victorian? I know this word. Cameo. One of them was painting the black behind the cameo on a button. And the other woman was painting, I believe, gold on the front of another one, but then she left, so she was gone. And the woman painting let me paint. I painted a few of the buttons. So if you buy a Czech glass cameo button that's slightly crookedly painted, I was probably the one who did it. I also stopped by a bead store. When the bus first came into the city, it passed a bead store and I hopped right out and bought a few strings of beads for Savvy Girl Deborah's birthday. Again, I assume she does not listen to the travel podcasts, because if she does, no surprises for her. Afterwards, I had planned to come and have a little nap / Downton Abbey time. There was the possibility of meeting the Canadian ambassador for tea. I did not want to make the Canadian ambassador ill, however, and I really wanted a nap. So I got back, called Deborah just for about a minute and a half, ate up all my cell phone credit. And I was waiting for texts from people for tonight because I was going out with some of my friends whom you've met already. So just a few minutes after I lay down in the bed, I had to get back up, get my clothes back on, get back outside, and hurry off to get some cell phone credit. Once I was out, I got a Diet Coke, checked my email, did all those things that one cannot do in the castle. Then I met my friends. We went for dinner at a lovely place. It is a Mexican restaurant, and I knew it was a bit of a goodbye thing for me that it was one last chance to see people. But I didn't know everybody would come. James came, one of the organizers. Alice, the pianist, came. Gitka, the other pianist, came. Petra, one of the organizers, came. Her friend came. And Esther from the Canadian Embassy came. Everybody came. It was exactly the sort of thing I wish I had other places, with a group of friends who are laughing and talking about things and making jokes in jokes already because we get along so well. And the conversation is about things that we're all interested in, like how to say gerbil in Norwegian and knitting, music. And as it happens, Alice and Petra found me a knitting song in Czech. So that is one more song to add to my collection. Anyway, after that, we were out for about 3 hours there. I have just gotten back to the castle. I'm going to take a shower, hand wash some clothes, and start to pack. Now, originally I had planned to go to Dubrovnik. We'll go to Manchester tomorrow, and then Leeds to visit family and friends, and then to Dubrovnik to hang out with David. I'm sick. Judging by last year, and if you listen to the Courage Pale episode and other episodes too, you'll know where this is going to go. I got bronchitis, I lost my voice. It didn't come back for quite a while, because instead of behaving, I went to Morocco and had a glorious time. So in light of last year's vocal issues, and in light of the incredible amount of singing I have coming up, this brings us to today's travel tip. This travel tip is, sometimes it's okay to give up. Yes, goodbye Europe, I'm probably going home tomorrow. I don't want to go home tomorrow. I really don't want to go home tomorrow. Of course I want to see Savvy Mom and the squeaky gerbils, and a bath would be lovely. I don't want to go home. I can't wait to go to Leeds. I've never been to Croatia. I still haven't made it through the doors of the British Library. I don't want to go home. And yet, I think it's the best thing to do in this circumstance. I had bought a lot of travel insurance before I left, earlier in the year actually, because I knew I had all this traveling coming up and with Savvy Dad I might need to hurry home. So I have all this crazy travel insurance, so as long as I get a letter from the doctor tomorrow saying that A, I'm sick, which I am, and B, I'm fit to travel, which I am, basically, I can go home without penalty, except for the memories and experiences I'll never have. I don't want to go home. But I don't want to bruise a rib coughing this year. I don't want to be scared in Orlando that I won't be able to sing this year, and that's coming up. I was supposed to rehearse a show in New Orleans. I have no idea when I'm going to do that. Yeah, there are a lot of things to work out with this going home. However, one needs to think a bit in the long term and put one's professional life first. So probably if Savvy Girl Deborah can work it out, because she has internet, she's good at stuff, and I'm going to bed, I will be flying home instead of for more adventure. Blah. The adventures have been so much fun here in Prague that Petra and I have decided to have one more adventure.
Yes, I hope we'll complete our mission to find a parking in the hospital.
We're at the hospital. Because, hey, you can't check out Prague without checking out every part of it. And we've seen the tourist area, so this is a new adventure. Watching her drive manual around a really full parking lot is actually like being on an amusement ride. A nice, safe amusement ride. So when you are sick overseas,
call me.
Call Petra. She'll come and get you anywhere.
Стара пивничкова на ярмарк застроя, яйданом, танайданом, на ярмарк застроя.
Petra and I have just left the hospital. Was it fun?
Well, yeah, it was okay. It just took too long, but the doctor was handsome.
The doctor was handsome, and 2 hours in Canada is not too long.
Okay.
Here, it's a beautiful day, and we didn't want to miss the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got a note that says, what is doporučení? How do you say that?
Doporučení, a recommendation.
And it's, the recommendation is?
Leave the country.
Leave the country.
Leave our country.
I have gotten an official letter saying to leave the country. That's pretty cool. Good souvenir.
Well, that's what you needed. So
I know, it's just funny. I don't know how many people come to Prague and get a letter telling them they have to leave. But it doesn't say I can never come back.
Of course not. No, it says you must come back next year.
Yes, right here on the back.
But you don't have the bronchitis.
In this white part. And you know what? If you're sick and you go to the hospital, it's not free, but compared to going to the hospital, say, in the States, it's so much cheaper. It cost 750 crowns, which is about $40 to see a doctor at the hospital. Yeah. And it was about half that again to get, so it was about $20 to get the prescription medicine. I'm getting sick here every time I come. It's such a good deal.
You should. First day you come here, you should have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, because I do like a bargain, and this is a bargain.
Я ти цера моя, позор давай дома. Я еданом, та найданом, позор давай дома. pozor dávaj doma. Ona pozor dala, zde sa zakopala. Jajdanom, tarajdanom, zde sa zakopala.
I can't believe I'm going home. In a way, I'm getting a little excited just because I miss my rodents. Isn't that horrible? That makes me a crazy person. But they're so sweet and they smell like sunshine and I miss them. And the thought that I might get to scuttle them, it makes me very happy. Also, I don't feel well. I mean, I don't. I am good at whining, but I legitimately don't feel well. Oh dear. And the doctor's 7 days of lying in bed or whatever he said, it's not going to happen. But a couple days wouldn't be so bad. But I think when Savvy Mom says, come home, don't stay there, I think she's picturing that I'm in some communist-laden country where there's lightning and it's cold and everything's made of big, scary brick. It's actually beautiful here. It's a lovely day. It's probably about 18 degrees. It's sunny. The streetcars are always coming when you need them, and everyone's sitting at cafes, and I'm going to meet some friends for lunch. Probably make them sick, too.
Jak brak překročila, syna porodila, jajdanom, tanajdanom, syna porodila. Tuhý nůž si vzala, krk mu podřezala, jajdanom, tanajdanom, krk mu podřezala.
It's evening. I was supposed to be on an airplane to Manchester right now, but I'm not. I am going back to the castle for another 2 nights there, which I'm actually pretty chuffed about. I love the castle. 2 more nights in the castle make me very happy. I wish I didn't have the plague. I feel like I'm letting everyone down. David, my friend, is waiting in Dubrovnik. I was supposed to see my relatives in Leeds. I was supposed to see the host of the podcast, Knit Spin Cake, in Leeds also. I was really looking forward to meeting her. I was supposed to hang out with Green Triangle Girl in London. Although I really don't want to go stay at someone's house if I'm sick. It's just not fair. And Bremner, the actor with whom I'm doing the Piaf Brel show this summer, still doesn't know I may not be coming to New Orleans to rehearse with him, and I have no idea when we're going to rehearse. However, it's the right thing to do, and that's it. It's the right thing to do. I'm sick. Gotta go home. That's why you buy insurance. I have been extremely busy today, although I wish I could have lain in bed. Spent the morning at the hospital / doctor. Spent the afternoon with James, sorting out some cool computer things and such. And he's really fun to hang out with. Then I went to the mall to get internet, although I really wanted to go to bed. I had some tech forms due for Winnipeg, the shows I'm doing in Winnipeg. Needed to get those done. I needed to buy a poster tube for my concert posters so they'd get home safely, and got one. Needed to buy some shampoo and conditioner because I am out. And I know I'm not staying much longer, but I still live in a world with people. And now I'm back. It's 8:30. It's way later than I wanted to get back. But it's going to be lovely to just sit in the castle. It's a warm day. It was 22 today, although I pretty much missed the day. Tomorrow is supposed to be even hotter. And I am going to enjoy that. Hopefully, just sitting in the castle grounds, enjoying the day. I might come out in a little while to enjoy the nice spring evening, especially as I believe it is snowing back in Edmonton. So, dobry večer. But for now, I am going in my castle to hide away like a princess.
Vyšly ryby, vyšly z Dunaja do Vysly. Není tu děvčiny podle mojí mysli.
Last full day in Prague. Well, it was supposed to be my day in Manchester, but it is my day in Prague. And, oh shoot. I just realized I did not check my email to be sure that my relative knows that I am not meeting her today. Shoot, shoot, shoot. I coughed most of the night. I just walked a little bit, so I'm coughing some more. Right now I'm sitting under a tree in the shade in a park by Davidska Station, waiting for the jewelry store to open at the Diplomat Hotel. because even though Savvy Mom said not to get her a present, when I mentioned the garnets I had bought for myself, she sounded enthused. So I asked her if she wanted garnet present, and she said yes. And I loved my presents. So I am here to get her a present. I was looking at the buttons that I bought at the button factory, and I'm sorry I didn't buy three times as many. They are gorgeous. They are just stunning. I don't know how we're going to sell any. I don't know how I'm going to give any to Savvy Deborah. I don't even want to sew or knit. I just want to own all these buttons. Maybe I could just put them all on my floor and sit on my bed and just look at them all. Oh, buttons. I'm not sure what I should get Savvy Mom, if I should get her earrings or a necklace. And I also don't know if they'll give me the 20% discount that I got last time, because I know the girl who's working there who gave me the discount is out of town, and I'm going to see if I can talk my way into it. But even without it, the prices are really good compared to everywhere else in the city. Incidentally, at the airport here, there is a good garnet store, and it is cheaper than buying garnets in the center of town. In my experience, buying things at the airport is usually more expensive. However, it seems a pretty reasonable store. I showed up here, the store is closed for lunch. The women who work here work 12-hour shifts because it's open from 8 to 8 and it seems to only be one person on all day. So if they need a break, it's fine with me. I have a book, I have this tree, I have the shade. I'm pretty happy. Pretty happy. I'm really glad I'm not flying today because I know you're tired of hearing me complain, but I don't listen to podcasts. Okay, granted, I listen to very few podcasts, but when I listen to podcasts, I don't listen to podcasts to hear people complain about things. But man, oh man, what is it about Prague that makes me sick? I love Prague. I really love the Czech Republic. I love Prague. Why does it hate me so much?
Co jsem za nachodil po tej tmavej noci, ještě jsem neviděl dubovej nemoci.
I'm heading back to the castle, possibly for the last time ever. That's so sad. The castle's just being rented, so the plan is to give up the castle and build a new official residence, which may or may not have guest quarters. But even if they do, and even if it's wonderful, it won't be my castle. I wish I owned this castle. I want it. I love the castle. I would definitely put more hedgehogs in, though. Stock the grounds with hedgehogs that would ravage the garden but be so cute. Oh, it smells like fresh cut grass. I love fresh cut grass. It's actually a good sign I can smell the grass. It must be pretty strong. Whew. Okay. Secret door. It's one of those days where, even though you're not feeling great, it's still a lovely day. And I had a lovely time. And since I knew I was going home tomorrow, I may have gone a little bit overboard with the buying of things. Sorry, wallet. Anyway, let's see. Where should I start? I took some pictures of the gerbils this morning, as you know. Lost poor knitted Felix in the tulips. Hello, tulips. Oh, they're closing for the night. Night, tulips. They're so pretty. Anyway, lost little Felix. Went to the Diplomat Hotel to buy Savvy Mama present. Bought Savvy Mama present. It's so pretty. At first I thought I would give her my pendant and then pick a simpler pendant for myself because I don't really need a gorgeous garnet pendant. I want one, yes, but I don't need one. Or I could have a slightly simpler or a smaller one. Not that mine is huge, but still. But then I saw the perfect one for her. It was on the display and it's gorgeous. The garnets are nice and dark. For me, I prefer dark garnets, as I mentioned before, and most Prague Czech garnets, which is granat in Czech, they're dark, but there are lighter ones. And I wanted to make sure they were nice and dark, well set in, that there were lots of them, and that it was beautiful. And I found something that met all of those requirements. Then I rushed back here to meet Petra, who played with me for the rest of the day. It was lovely. We drove to a city. I'll just let her tell you about it.
We did shopping.
We did what sort of shopping?
A lot of shopping in a small town called Loděnice, out of Prague. But it's a lovely day. Yeah,
it's a beautiful a nice day.
Yeah.
And you look so cute. You look so summery.
Summery?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yay.
I love summer. I'm wearing shorts for the first time this year.
You are? Oh, look at that.
Děkujeme. This is the Malinovka. It's strawberry lemonade. We love this. We used to drink this as kids.
It looks like blood.
We still drink it. It's good for hangover. The next day, you drink this.
So I'm not hungover, for the record, savvy mom. I
okay,
don't have a hangover.
No, you have to take the medicine.
Deborah, I hope you're happy. Oh, I bought you beads.
Just too many.
Listen, bead noises.
Beads.
So many beads. So we are hoping to sell them at Rhinebeck or something if we have a booth there. We're adults now. That's why we get to go buy beads and play during the workday. Anyway, we're going to the museum later or something?
Yes. Well, it's a special thing. I don't know what to expect, but it's going to be... It's called the Invisible Exhibition, and it's basically to experience how the blind people live. So we'll have a guide in English, surprisingly.
Thank you.
For about 40 minutes. He'll walk us through the life of blind people.
Wow.
So I don't know.
It's going to be fascinating.
They recommended good shoes, comfy shoes. So we'll see how it goes.
And when we are bruised from walking into walls, it will be fun anyway.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Hey, I love being here.
And the Kretschiks are with us.
Yes, the Kretschiks are with us. They had adventures already. So that's what we did. We drove to a city about half an hour away from here. We bought some beads. Okay, I bought a lot of beads. I bought pretty much enough beads to stock a good part of our Rhinebeck booth, if we get it. I'm really hoping we get the Rhinebeck booth now, because between buttons and beads and the bags that Deborah's making, we're going to have a lot of gorgeous, gorgeous things. And we'll be selling them at reasonable prices, really, if we don't just keep them all, which we might. But the beads were gorgeous. They were slightly more expensive than Inya Blonitz. Should have bought them there, but I was on button mode when I went there. There wasn't as big a selection, or I probably would have bought more, because I bought all the ones I thought were appropriate for beading, and I don't know anything about beading, so I hope I got it right. Some of them are painted with gold, just little gold or little silver bits, and they're made of glass, and they're all handmade in your Blonitz. And I am hoping to come back here and get more soon, and actually go to the factory, the bead factory, this time in your Blonitz, and get them there. But they're already weighed out, and they're in cute little packages, and they're really pretty. So anyway, that's that. We did that. We went to a cute little pub beside there that used to be stables for animals back in the day. And I had a soup there, and it was delicious. And I had ordered a Coke Light, but when I went to the washroom, Petra surprised me by changing it to some kind of Czech drink involving strawberry. And I forget what it's called, but it's good for a hangover, apparently, which I do not have. But maybe being sick is the same thing. Who knows? But it was good. It was cool. Why not, right? So I had that, and then we hurried back to Prague because we had an appointment at Nevi Ditelnia Vistava. And I know I said that wrong. I'm sorry. I'm too tired to try. This is an artistic display that was first premiered in Hungary, and they have offshoots now in Warsaw and also here. And if you come here, you should definitely go. It's very, very, very cool. What it is they've set up 7 rooms in a building, in the second floor of a building in this case, and it's completely dark, and you have a guide, and you go through life for an hour with your guide as if you're blind. And it's very cool. The first room is an apartment, and you feel your way around and make your way through the apartment. There are hotter things and colder things, just like in a real apartment, although nothing that can actually injure you. There was a bathroom with a shower. There were kitchen implements. There was a rug beater. I actually knew what that was, so clever me. What else? We went outside. We had to cross a street as part of this display. We went to a museum and felt replicas of a lot of famous statues, and we figured out which ones they were. Oh, we visited a hunting lodge. We took a walk through the forest, and we ended up in a coffee shop where we actually ordered coffee and espressos and added cream and sugar and drank them and paid for them. And I had actually noticed the difference in the money before with the ridges and the non-ridges, so I was pretty good with the money. And we actually bought drinks just like in a cafe. and our guide was visually impaired. She was an English guide, so it is possible to get an English guide. And if you come, it was an amazing experience, because I'm always bumping into things in the dark. Who are we kidding? And that's in my room, or my tiny, horrible apartment, honestly. This was a new situation, completely dark for an hour. And we left our purses and everything in lockers, so it was just us, a little money I'd put in my bra for some coffee. Luckily, no one knew because it was dark. And the world that we could not see. And in the cafe, there was a chance to talk to our guide about things about her life and any questions we might have. And it was just fascinating. It really was. And now I'm back in the castle grounds, and I am going to have some supper, which is soup and yogurt and Czech bread and homemade jam that Petra gave me. So nice. I'm heading back tomorrow with this 3-kilo bag of beads and a million gorgeous buttons and the plague. And it's super cute. Petra calls it bronchiectasis. So I'm also bringing my bronchiectasis back. Hopefully not to share.
Dubovej nemoci, hrabového sádla, už je má galánka, u černého ďábla. Vyšli ryby, vyšli z Dunaja do Vysly, není tu děvčiny podle mojí mysli.
I'm currently waiting to board the last flight of the day, the third flight, and soon, hopefully, after many, many hours of travel, I will be home. Each flight thus far has had its own little dramas. The first flight, seriously, I don't know how this plane is still in the fleet. The reading light was broken. The electricity turned off before we took off, and we all needed to wait for it to come back on so they could do the security check. The electricity wouldn't work, so they said they would have to manually do the safety presentation, and then they forgot, which I guess isn't the plane's fault. And then one of the TVs, there weren't personal TVs, they were on the top. One of the TVs was upside down the entire time. They make metal boxes fly, and they can't make the TV not play upside down. Very confusing. Anyway, got to JFK. It was a mess at immigration, people-wise. There were people everywhere. It was as if they had never done it before. I was really surprised at how disorganized things were. But eventually, after about an hour and a half, I got through immigration, rechecked my bag, got to my gate, and they were asking for volunteers to stay behind because the plane was oversold. There were more people than there were seats. So I offered to stay behind if they could get me home tonight, and they couldn't, so then I unoffered. We all got on the plane, and they said the plane was overweight, it could not take off. And 5 people needed to get off the plane, or it would not take off. They could have offloaded some luggage. They could have offloaded the very heavy drinks on the drink cart. But no, they were offloading people. At first, I didn't volunteer. And then eventually, I did, because I felt bad. And again, I said if they could get me home tonight, which they couldn't. I said if they could get me home the next day. I really wanted to get home tonight, but they pretty much said the plane would not fly unless someone volunteered. Anyway, so they needed volunteers to get off the plane. And I did volunteer, and I was as far as the plane door before they decided, I guess they decided I didn't weigh enough to count, which I've eaten a lot of scones. That's ridiculous. Really ridiculous. Oh, dear. So I got back on the plane, and they said we were an hour late at that point because at first nobody wanted to move. Well, the plane was late. They said they would rebook me. They said I would definitely miss my flight. We took off, and then I got to thinking. This happened to Deborah when she came home to see Savvy Dad. What happened was they said she would miss her flight, and it turned out that it was her airplane. The airplane that she was on from JFK to Minneapolis was the one that went on to Edmonton. So I thought, maybe it's the same case here. So I crossed my fingers. Of course, no one knew anything. Crossed my fingers. We landed at a gate that was marked YEG for Edmonton. Got off the plane, and yes, it is the same plane. But by then, they had booked me for tomorrow. Luckily, the plane is not full. They rebooked me on the very flight I just exited. So I will be getting back on. Who knows if my luggage will get back on or if it was taken off. And I'll be going home. Eventually, tonight. It's been a long day. Having the plague is no fun. People keep offering me cough candy, though. I've taken a lot of candy from strangers today. And with that, I'm going to go back on vocal rest, and hopefully my computer will charge enough to finish editing up some podcasts so they're ready to go.
It's neat and it's sweet, it's a ding-dong treat. Little socks for little feet.
Just sitting with your knitting all day long.
You know, knitting's friendly and knitting's fun.
Knitting's good for everyone, and that is why we sing this knitting song.
With knit one, purl two, what's a knitter gonna do with a gall? Darn, ball of yarn, and stitch three, drop four, pitch that knitting out the door right now.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Girls podcast. It's been a crazy time. It's been a short trip, but it was wonderful and fun. And thank you for listening along with me. If you'd like to reach us, we are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. I am Melanie at SavvyGirls.ca. Deborah is Deborah at SavvyGirls.ca. And since I am going home and not having any more adventures, our next show, we will be back to regularly scheduled programming. That is all, and until next time, tend to your knitting, kid.
Cardigan would look silly without long green stripes.
Well, don't shout.
I'll shout. I'll shout if I want to. And do you know why?
Why?
Because I hate knitting.